is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a new ruling that allows one city to shut down faith-based foster and adoption agencies. And Christians are not happy about it. Stay with us to learn more. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. A federal court of appeals just ruled that Philadelphia can shut down faith-based foster and adoption agencies. Philadelphia's city policy forbids the Catholic Social Services from doing what it has done for almost a century. But why would Philadelphia want to shut the Catholic Social Services down? It's because of the agency's long-standing religious beliefs about marriage. I should tell you that according to Beckett Law, no LGBT couple has ever approached the Catholic agency to get certification, and the agency has never prevented a child from finding a home. When Catholic Social Services learned about Philadelphia's new law, they filed a lawsuit against the city. Sharon Nell Fulton, a single mom who has fostered over 40 kids, joined other foster parents in spearheading this lawsuit. Sharon Nell says this, "As a single mom and a woman of color, I've known a thing or two about discrimination over the years, but I have never known vindictive religious discrimination like this. And I feel a fresh sting of bias watching my faith publicly derided by Philadelphia's politicians." End quote. But, unfortunately, the court ended up siding with the city. Beckett Law reports that Philadelphia is home to 6,000 foster children. The need for families is so extreme that earlier this year, the city put out an urgent call for 300 new families to become foster parents. Beckett's senior counsel, Lori Windham, says this, "This ruling is devastating to the hundreds of foster children who have been waiting for a family and to dozens of parents working with Catholic Social Services who have been waiting to foster a child. We're disappointed that the court decided to let the city place politics above the needs of the kids and the rights of the parents. But we will continue this fight." End quote. Listeners, please pray for Philadelphia and the foster children in that city who need homes. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.